So, after we'd picked up Arrowhead survivors, I came straight home to Tellisburg. Captain Fisher finished just over an hour later. I had my clerk interview all the Carisians we'd picked out of the harbor on our way out, and I brought them with me to the palace for you to speak with personally. If you wish. Your chamberlain has them.
The mood in the throne room had been ugly when Fisher arrived. Now it had been whetted to an edge of incandescent fury. There'd actually been a handful of interruptions, mostly as profane as they'd been angry, as the captain reported what had happened, especially what the single survivor they'd picked up from the Galleon Wave had had to say about how the massacre had started. Empress Charlian had hardly been surprised. Although she'd only recently become a Carisian by marriage, the people of Karis weren't that different from Chisolmians, and volcanic outrage had surged up in her with actual physical force as she listened. One look at Caleb's profile had shown both his matching anger and the harsh discipline which held it in check. Yet there was something else about his expression, something which puzzled her. Not his fury or his discipline, but his preparedness. He'd had time to read Fisher's preliminary letter, of course. Charlian had read it with him, in fact. So, obviously, this hadn't all come at him completely cold. But that was true for her as well, and yet she had the distinct impression that he'd already guessed far more of the details they were about to hear than she had. "Don't be silly," she scolded herself. "You're still getting to know him, you twit. You already knew he was one of the most disciplined men you've ever met, so why should you feel surprised when he shows it?" Which was obviously true, but still didn't dismiss that slight sense of puzzlement.
"I'd already said you did well, Captain." Caleb's voice drew her out of her thoughts once more. "I now wish to repeat that. In fact, you performed outstandingly." He looked across at Earl Greyharbor. "My lord, I want this man's name added to the order of Queen Jessica. See to it." "Of course, your majesty." Greyharbor bowed slightly, and Fisher flushed with embarrassment once more. The knightly order of Queen Jessica had been instituted by the House of Armagh almost 2 centuries earlier. It could be awarded only to those who had distinguished themselves in battle in the service of Karis, and it was not lightly given. "No, it isn't," Merlin thought from his position behind Caleb's throne. "But if it's ever been well-deserved, this is the time." "I assure you that you'll soon be receiving additional proof of the Crown's gratitude, Captain," Caleb continued, turning back to Fisher. "When you return to your ship, please tell the rest of your ship's company they won't be forgotten either."
"Thank you, Your Majesty," Fisher got out, speaking rather more awkwardly than he had when he'd been confining his remarks to mere matters of life, death, and massacre.
"And also inform them," Caleb said grimly, "that King James and the church in Delphirac will soon receive a message of rather a different sort from me and from all of Karis."
"Thank you, Your Majesty," Fisher repeated.
"And now, if you will, Captain," Caleb continued, standing and nodding to the chamberlain who'd waited patiently through the captain's entire lengthy account, "please go with the chamberlain. Quarters here in the palace have been prepared for you. Go and refresh yourself, but please hold yourself in readiness if I should send for you."
"Of course, Your Majesty. Your Grace."
This time Fisher remembered Charlian, and she felt her lips trying to twitch in an inappropriate smile despite the gravity of the occasion. Fisher bowed to them again, and this time Caleb returned it with a formal nod of his own head. He stood there waiting while Fisher followed the chamberlain out of the throne room, then turned back to Greyharbor.
"My lord, I believe it's time the council discussed this incident."